because we want to hear from you, not only with regard to perhaps some of your frustrations with business, but on a topic and a theme that we've covered on the show many a time. And as we know, Afropolitans like new investment opportunities. We've spoken about Bitcoin, but not just Bitcoin in isolation today. We'll take a look at Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency and blockchain as a payment technology to actually help enhance some of the objectives and projects that surround issues regarding wildlife. Now, let me give you a quick teaser with regard to the conversation we're going to have in just a moment with a gentleman who might be familiar to some of you, Dumelo Ramaphosa. He's the founder and CEO of Studex Wildlife. He'll be joining us in just a moment. And this essentially started off as a project, but has turned into an astounding business opportunity, which is going to be launched in the upcoming days. And what he's actually looking to do is to create awareness regarding cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and blockchain and merging it into the wildlife and gaming space. Now you're thinking, Springbok, buffalo, lions and giraffe, what link do they have to technology? Well, essentially, you'll be provided with an opportunity to use or contribute and pay and trade in cryptocurrency. And those funds will be allocated to making sure that these wildlife animals are protected from hunting, healed from illnesses and taken care of, and of course, protected from issues regarding poaching. So it sounds quite complex, but seems like there is a mix. And we'll be engaging with him in just a moment to really understand how this is likely to be launched in South Africa, and most importantly provides you and I with an opportunity. So whether you're looking to invest, whether you're looking to do something in the conservation space, or just intrigued by how technology is actually helping to change our lives, to dial in on 086-000-959, and we want to get your views and hear your thoughts on this, Afropolitans. But speaking of all things to do with technology and of course the developments thereof, we also know that it's quite important for us to distinguish between the key differences between key cryptocurrencies and blockchain, and of course blockchain as a system and a payment, which as I understand has to deal with making sure that there's efficiencies regarding payments and processes, and that those settlements are done in literally a matter of minutes. So we will be speaking to Dumelo Ramaphosa in just a moment to give us some details, and he'll be up in just a moment to tell us a little bit more. But I also want to gauge your views as Afropolitans. Remember a few months ago, we actually had a conversation about the Bitcoin ATM, which was launched in a suburb in northern Johannesburg. From what we understood, it wasn't the first one that was launched in the country, but it was done to actually create more awareness with regard to blockchain and Bitcoin and just how you can use it. So you literally go up to the ATM, same way that you make a cash withdrawal is how you'd actually withdraw this cryptocurrency. If you've made use of it at all, do give us a ring, 086-000-959. We'd like to hear from you. If you own any Bitcoin, we want to hear from you. And of course, if you've got an interest in cryptocurrencies, give us a ring or tweet us at KFM Talk using the hashtag KayaBiz. Well, the man of the moment is here in studio to tell us a little bit more. And Dumelo, we've painted a beautiful picture with regard to the environment that you're looking to launch here, which is Studex Wildlife. It's going to be launched in South Africa, creating awareness with regard to using cryptocurrency and digital technology to actually ensure that there's a protection of wildlife and some opportunities for investors. We join now in studio by Dumelo Ramaphosa to give us some more insight on this. Great to have you with us, and thank you for making time. Let's actually talk about Studex Wildlife. How does it work? How do you merge the two together, digital technology and, of course, wildlife?
Good evening. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you.
Good evening to your listeners as well. Happy Women's Month to all the women, and
thank you,
of course, all the women in blockchain as well. Essentially, how Studex works is that it's the digital conservation investment platform. So what we're doing is that we're tokenizing animals. Each animal will essentially be its own token. And
what does that mean? So you're basically buying a particular animal for...
So we're making each animal its own Bitcoin, essentially. So every animal will be a coin, and then it'll be a Studex coin, and then that coin will be divisible by 10, and then a person can now invest and buy one of these coins.
Sounds like you're creating your own cryptocurrency.
That's right. Okay. That's right. It'll be the first investment platform for conservation.
Why this particular initiative, and why through wildlife? Because I would assume that there might be various intricacies with regard to, number one, creating awareness, number two, the valuation of these particular animals, given that they're all of different breeds, different grades, and how this actually will appeal to us as investors.
So reason being, it'll be a cryptocurrency so that it's more accessible to the world beyond, and the centralization and the monopoly of the current system right now. So even you know, taking kind of the philosophy of blockchain, which is decentralization, decentralizing data, decentralizing the value of you know, of the coins between all the nodes, the computers that kind of essentially run and hold this currency. So
you're using a lot of tech talk here. In other words, providing accessibility, right?
Exactly. Well, and also kind of creating more accessibility beyond normal fiat terms. Like, so what
and
I mean by that,
current currencies, yes, that we use at
that's
the moment,
right.
Rand,
so
dollar, pound.
Exactly. So like, instead of us paying normal cash payments, we will be paying now crypto payments. Ethereum-based cryptocurrency payments, which are much faster and more secure than normal fiat, and it won't take 3 days. And won't be.
I'll ask you to pause there, because I get where you're going with this conversation, okay, but you need to hold our hands as Afropolitans, because number one, investing in wildlife is already a theme and a concept that becomes a bit, you know, far-fetched for us, because we're used to investing in the likes of wildlife. We know how to invest in cattle, you know, lamb and sheep, the basics. So you're providing us with an opportunity to access into wildlife. But of course, from a cryptocurrency point of view, it seems as though it's going to be more complicated, because you need to get the necessary licensing and, of course, ensure that you can trade this opportunity effectively.
You see, getting involved in crypto is a lot easier than getting involved in stocks.
Sure.
So you don't have to get through all the licensing and everything you would for you to purchase stocks. But also, it's not as expensive as getting into stock trading. So, I run an exchange, Chankuru Exchange, and we have Know Your Customer, so we need IDs and essentially your FICA documents and your ID, and then you can trade, and then you can buy from our exchange, from your bank account, or from your credit card. And yeah, so we'll be having a conference at the end of this month, Unlocking Blockchain Africa, where I'll be talking more about this initiative, Studix, and all the various others, as well as the exchange, chankura.com.
Awesome.
So the website is what? unlockingblockchainafrica.io.
And we'll touch on that in just a moment, because one of my colleagues will be attending to obviously gain some more insight.
Wonderful.
And you've been part of conversations like this internationally as well as locally in South Africa. But tell us a little bit more about, we're tapping into your brain, the innovator here and the technology genius that you are. More about the blockchain space. I understand you've been involved in it since around 2010.
That's
and
right.
Of course, this seems as though it can unlock opportunities. But how do you make it tangible for us, for me as Gugu, who doesn't trade or use Bitcoin at the moment, but actually is intrigued by the ideas that you're putting on the table? If I'm still balancing the politics of the stomach, Rands make sense to me, right? So how do we see this unfolding for it to be tangible for us?
I suppose for us is that I believe that, you know, we all have to kind of give ourselves some sort of exposure to the world itself of cryptography, whether that be through exchange, you know, buying some Bitcoin or buying some different cryptocurrency. And you know, it's as easy as I said, you can go to a website and start buying.
But make it real for me. What if I don't have access to that website? What if I want that money to reflect in my bank account and make it able to purchase goods and services for me that I can consume at home?
You actually have to be able to have some form of Bitcoin first. You have to have some sort of cryptocurrency to be able to do that first. So as I said, you have to buy from an exchange or either be sent. So like if someone has a wallet, then they can send it to you.
Sure.
Then you can you'd have some crypto, some Bitcoin or whatever it be. You don't have to have a full one, because everyone gets confused. They think you have to have like a whole full Bitcoin.
Bitcoin will set you back at least 100K right now in South Africa, and not many South Africans can afford that, right? But you
can have the bits of a coin, so you can buy different pieces of it.
Exactly. Dumela, I'll tell you what, we'll get you back in studio with a little bit more time for us to actually really peel back at these many layers. But of course, more details will be shared on social media about that conference that will be held at the end of the month. That is Dumela Ramaphosa.
I have 10 tickets.
You have 10 tickets?
For 10 women, if they can call in now.
because we're tied up, and of course we have another show coming up, what we'll do is that we'll arrange and you can get in touch with us as the Kaya Biz team. Contact us on social media or tweet or call us, and we'll be sure that we make sure that we distribute that effectively. But a big thank you to Tumelo Ramaphosa, founder and chief executive of Studex Wildlife. We'll give you more details on this going forward.